Hello, brothers. We're very excited to be hosting this social time with you. And we have to delve to this state that Rav was just talking about, playing the state of Gemar Tikkun. Want to feel that we never tire of delving deeper into this connection, that state. We're going to arrive at that state right now when we get to the Congress. Quotes. We're going to read some quotes from the Congress materials, and we're going to ask some questions, and we're going to feel the connection.
This quote is from Congress lesson number 6. It's quote number 3. Likutei Halachot. The vitality and existence and correction of all of creation are mainly by people of different opinions becoming vitality and existence and correction of all of creation are
So, normally during a lesson when we have a workshop, it's sometimes very difficult to hear a friend. I have all these brilliant ideas. I want to sound really smart, and sometimes I don't see the friends in the correct way. During the conference, it's a very special time that just becomes so easy. So, it's the heart just opens to hear the friends. So, let's talk about this state and describe what it's like to really hear a friend. We're already there, we're surrounded by the greatest of describe the state. Describe to really hear a friend.
To really hear a friend is, first of all, to be with him heart and soul in the same goal. And then to nullify myself. And then to truly listen to his words, which may not be that important, but I don't really want the heart feel the connection between us, but I can hear at least. To hear the friend, like Eyal said, to nullify myself before him, and to hear only his desire to come to adhesion with the Creator. To stop hearing myself, stop waiting for that pause where I'll express myself, but really hear a friend. To hear a friend is to try and see how he yearns to be similar to the upper light and invests his whole life for that. It's not to pay attention to all the beastliness, still vegetative animal, and all that's outside, but only at that inner point that the Creator put in him and illuminate it and grow it. That's to hear the friend. It's that inner connection between us, and to feel the Creator sent the friend and stands behind him and is within him.
I actually want to start to hear his point of heart, to listen through my point in heart to his point of the heart,
and to connect to there. All the rest, in truth, is less interesting. We don't really get interested in other things. What interests me, like Owen said, is to see the light that emerges from the friend, connect to it, and truly start to feel that. You're like covering, you're skipping me. I think that hearing the friends needs to come upon the disturbance, meaning upon that which bothers me. That's to really hear him, just like that to hear him is to hear him as he's speaking the words come out of his mouth, and his psychology kind of murmurs them. But in truth, if I really see that there's something that's bothering, that the language is bothering, his opinion, his appearance, everything, he's a stranger to me, he bothers me, and I'd rather enter into myself. Despite all that, I'm making every effort to enter his heart and to hear through him the Creator. That for me is to really hear the friend. Well, at least that's the state I want to be in, where I feel what I feel towards the friend, towards his words, towards his whole. And upon that, I want to see that it's not him that's speaking, but it's the Creator speaking through him. To really hear the friend is like to sow that part of my soul where I'm talking, and I see how we're complementing one another and completing each other and growing our soul. Rav gave us a picture in this lesson of a garbage heap and a flower, where my ego depicts for me all the things that's a heap of garbage, and I, out of that heap, need to find that and flower and to collect all those flowers from everyone and to make a bouquet and see that it's not friends or anything, but that it's the Creator. Behind the friend, there's the Creator, but I'm with my will to receive, hiding it all the time, covering it with all kinds of nonsense and the way I imagine things from my will to receive. And I need to constantly search for the Creator and find what he can find for me, not to see him as good or bad or the beastly in friends. It's to mostly feel the inclination of a friend towards connection. And we're entering the convention any moment now, and it's truly an amazing opportunity for us to see how I'm listening to the friend, to all the friends. Maybe we need to do what Rav said and to stop listening to the bodies that are before me, but to start listening to and hearing the whole world tent, to start feeling that at last. And how I relate like that to all the friends. It seems like this convention is about to be very special. We simply need to exert effort at feeling this from within. And
all right, friends. So next quote is from Congress Lesson 7, quote number 5. It's from Rabash concerning love of friends. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, so they too will feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from this is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since the force of each is included in him.
Okay. So now imagine that you're at the Congress, and during a break, you get to see a group of friends, and you really, really want to open up your hearts to them, but you don't speak the same language, right? They all speak a completely different language. They don't speak your language. They don't speak your language. You want to communicate something, that you love them, that you want to connect with them. This is the state that we're trying to fix right now. And we know that Rabash says that we need to show each other the love. It cannot just be concealed within our hearts, but it needs to be out in the open. So we're going to practice the state of how we reveal, how we show this love to one another, even if we don't speak the same language. So it's going to be a type of exercise. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to open up our hearts to the friends, how much we love them, and we're going to try to simulate the state where we don't speak the same language. So we're going to try to do it in a foreign language, not in the language that we're used to speaking. If everyone speaks the same language and there is no foreign language that you know, so speak in gibberish, but try to do it seriously, because we're trying to really communicate the love. Okay, so once again, I'm going to read. Open your heart to the friends. Tell them how much you love them. Do it in a language that they don't speak. If everyone speaks the same language, then do it in gibberish. But let's be serious. We're revealing the love that's in our heart. Go ahead.
So
if I understood correctly, we have to do an exercise and talk in a language that you don't understand and expose what's in my heart. So I'll say it this way. That's the same language.
Не, все понимают русский, это не считается. Таратан, таратададам. Та-та-та, это нехорошо. Я хочу ощутить, как ты хочу подобие Творца. Поэтому я здесь вместе с вами.
Ти-ту-та. Та-та-та-та. Чи-чи-чу. Ча. Ча-чи-ча. Ча. Ча.
Не понимаю, Big Heart.
אני מאוד מאוד אוהב אתכם. אני מת.
I really, really love you. I'm crazy about you. You give me an example. You give me a lot of strength. You don't need to translate. That's the language of my heart. And forget about it.
What
was amazing about this exercise is after we overcame the barrier of feeling a little that unpleasantness, you can really feel the feeling of a friend. You don't need to understand the words. That's the point. If they wanted to give that in the exercise, it succeeded. That whole expression of love in the exercise is not something that's clear how it needs to be expressed externally. Each does it in different ways and completely different ways of expression. And it seems like it's a problem mostly in what you want to pass to the friends. So there'll be no partitions between us. And they don't need anything. You're the most important, valuable, precious people to me, and I want you to feel that. And however it happens, it'll happen. I feel how bound I am to this corporeality and to language, and I have no way to express what I feel other than this nonsensical language that I barely control. And it's the shattering that we have to overcome. The friends expressed a group of friends. You speak a language that you don't understand. And it seems to me that what's important is there's nothing to understand. We just need to get closer and to feel the heart of the friends. And because the upper light speaks through the heart of the friends. Because eventually we each understand how each feels. One feels at 20% and one at 50%. But eventually each of us feels the rejection, and each of us is making great efforts to rise above and to seek the creator behind the friend. And we need those efforts to buy from the friends, to cover what they're doing for the connection between us. And how each one expresses it in Chinese or Japanese or in a way that I understand or not, matters less. Try to be in the friend. And we'll take this opportunity that we have in such an assembly to create this common effort to connect.
אנחנו אני התחברתי האמת למה שאמר בוריס. אנחנו פשוט
I connected to what Boris said. We're simply discovering how connected we are to this language as if we understand. And there's a certain barrier to move to that language of the heart. And that language of the heart is this convention. We need to talk in this convention in the language of the heart. When the Europe group was here, they called it the language of the Kabbalists, or there was some, there were several lessons that we talked about it. The language of Rabash, right. Talk in the language of Rabash. Maybe that's what we need to do. To forget all the languages that we know and to talk in this convention in the language of Rabash. To just talk from the heart, that sweetness is not...
This is from Congress Lesson 6, quote number 10. We could say Torah. By making the covenant, their love will be an eternal love and will never fail. Although the mind should have stopped the love or caused hate, but because of the making of the covenant, their love must exist forever. And this love and this steadfast connection will cover all crimes.
So during this lesson, Rav gave us this advice that try to depict the state of Gemar Tikkun and that you want to reach it. Depict it now, as if you're there now, and see how much this helps you. So again, this lesson, Rav said, try to depict the state of Gemar Tikkun and you can reach it. Depict it now, as if you're there now, and see how much it helps you. So let's apply this exercise right now, and let's picture the peak of Congress, the very highest form of connection between us. Let's depict the state and try to feel we're there now. So once again, we're within this Congress, within the Congress of Bulgaria. Let's picture the peak of Congress, the highest possible state of connection that we need. Let's depict the state now and try to feel it right now. Go ahead.
האמת אני לא כל כך יודע מה להגיד.
In truth, I don't really know what to say.
לא יודע.
I don't know.
כוח הדמיון זה היום
The force of imagination is what Rav gave us today, to work with it as much as possible, to constantly depict that form of connection between the friends, and to see that they're already connected without any boundaries. That's the exalted state of the convention, where we truly feel us one, but above all the differences, that we're not erasing anything, not the differences in languages and the blurriness and opinions. We feel it upon that as a layer. It kind of like bubbles up from within. It's boiling, and from that we feel that strong connection and the creator between us. We feel this field of thoughts and efforts, true electricity, as each has this volcano bubbling out of him in his will to receive, and all the thoughts and concerns for himself. And upon that, he's in thought and concern for the friends, for their adhesion to the Creator, which is what concerns him, and that's what he wants to be bothered by all the time. I was reminded of such a picture, you know, when you put together a puzzle with the friends and all of a sudden remains, and it's like one missing somewhere where it disappeared, or the frustration, you can't find that last piece. There isn't, you can't complete it. So how could I imagine this exaltedness of this? I meet every friend and I'm happy. Look, this is the part I found. Without that, there is no hole. I found another. Oh, here, that's the most important part. Because every meeting, every friend is like that part that you can't replace it with anything else. When we talked about it, I remember reminded by spaghetti bolognese. So you put the spaghetti and then you pour from above all the meat and sauce. So it's like that. Everyone below with all his craziness is like some noodle that's pointing in some direction. And above that, all of a sudden comes all the meat and sauce. It makes everything happy and tasty and connected. That's how We correct in this corrected state above all the difference and the pressure and the confusions. He covers everything, everyone with love, connects them all, carries, gets a bouquet of flowers and gives it to the Creator so he'll be happy. I'm in the spaghetti bolognese still, yes. There's two levels here. In our will to receive, we have rejection and hatred, and there is nothing that can connect between us. And on the other hand, from above, we have a covering of love, and behind every friend we see the Creator hiding, and we have nothing higher in this reality but the friends that are with us. Brothers sitting together, we truly feel embraced in one heart with the Creator. Maybe we can add for this moment of this convention. In general, we have to, it has to be the moment of our whole life, where we have this ability to see in the friends specifically their inclination to connection, their inclination for spirituality, for the Creator, and to collect that together and to truly live inside that picture as it leads you constantly. The connection of the friends, you're envious of that, that's what you yearn for. That's the peak of the convention, to see this in all the friends. Yes, it's like a special moment that happens in conventions. There's this point where you stop to think about yourself for a few moments and only think of the friends and only what you can do for them and how you're caring for them. You truly flow with them in some kind of a raft that we're on together. And in that place, there's no care, there's confidence and joy. There may be sharks underneath and all kinds of waves and things, but you are certain you're in the hands of the friends. And with them, you will come to the shore where it's safe. In the last few days, I'm hearing Rav talking about the end of correction. Like, it's right here around the corner somewhere. What's the problem? Yeah, we want to get to the end of correction. We're not afraid of that thing. It's like not something up there in the heavens. It's between us, and we're going for the whole thing. We're all in, and he said this in other opportunities, and we need to believe in this. We have to go after the Rav, who says we can reach the end of correction now. And the end of correction where we're 100% connected and complete annulment to the Creator. We have such an opportunity, and we are in the most broken point of reality in Europe, and we want to rise 100%. It will do our maximum to our degree. All the doubts we have towards this state, we raise to the Creator and rely on Him, and as the force that manages reality, He will bring us, and we just need to annul before each other and rise to Him with prayer. We received lately great, I see the peak of the conventions. We're collecting everything and implementing it in the great quantity of people.
We want to see some impressions from the workshop, so if friends in the groups around the world can put up their question marks, I'm going to read a quote, and we'll start out from New York with an impression. But please put your question marks up. You must always be vigilant to awaken the heart of friends until the flame rises by itself. By this, you will be rewarded, awakening the love of the Creator upon you.
If there are questions, please raise your question marks. Impressions from all the world, from the hall here. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to the New York group for the wonderful workshop. And in general, I wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, not in my name, but from the whole Petah Tikva group. Rav has put some pressures upon you, not simple ones lately, and you took the glove not with two hands, but really in heart and soul. Your efforts truly strengthen the whole Kli and contribute to everyone, and we really, really appreciate you and continue this way, because it's not some private contribution of New York, it's the whole Kli. Thank you very much. We really love you. Thank you.
Monterrey.
¿Qué tal? Buenas noches, buenos días. Pues mi impresión de este taller fue algo increíble.
How are you? Good evening, good night. What an impression from this connection. As being together, preparing for this convention, it's like a true celebration. I felt that we are all connected without the need to be physically together. Just as one point in the heart. L'chaim.
Shiur Boker Esser.
Morning lesson, Euro Shiur Boker.
A great, wonderful workshop that makes us pray, want to pray all day for the friends. Be living in a constant state of gratitude for the friends and the Creator, and always thinking that the friends are the Creator, that talking to you in the greatest message there is. This is wonderful, and thank you very much, friends. L'chaim, and see you in the Congress all. Doesn't matter if it's virtual or physical, you're all in my heart, you're all in our hearts, and we're all praying for you all the time. L'chaim.
Hi.
Tula chingo.
Amigos, gracias. De verdad, muchas gracias por este detalle.
Brothers, thank you very much for this. The feeling is amazing. To feel all the friends. It seems to me like I came to the point I have understood that love covers all transgressions, to see all the giant friends from Latin America. A few seconds ago, my 10 that's in Monterrey, Eric, Roberto, are my giant friends. Thank you. Thank you for everything. L'chaim, friends. Moscow.
Здравствуйте, дорогие товарищи.
Hello, dear friends. We truly envy you, really, a lot. You can't even imagine or depict it in words. Just feel how much envy. Huge gratitude to all the friends for all the efforts, the opportunity to incorporate in this one soul, in this one Kli, and to come even somewhat closer to equivalence with the Creator, and to rejoice for Shekhinah is enjoying. And thank you very much, friends, for everything.
Tbilisi.
Good morning, dear friends. We really want to thank everyone on behalf of all the group, to share our impressions for such amazing places. This workshop uplifted a special feeling of importance of the preparation that we're doing now, of this immense action we're in. We can really say that the convention is felt, and in a few more hours in practice you can feel the extent in which this event is so immense, how huge what we're about to reach is, what Rav is leading towards. Thank you very much. First of all, I am filled with gratitude for this workshop, which brought us to a state in which we have taken ancient Babylon
to Israel 2019, to Europe 2019. And this convention is a place for unity like has never been thus far. I truly feel like we've risen a degree. Thank you. We connected with the virtual group of Romania with four friends there, and each talked in his turn, and we understood that they were talking from the heart, and us too.
Hebrew VG.
The New York group is truly such a special group with a very impressive color and special and unique. They truly managed to bring that color out of this workshop and to add it to the preparation of the whole Kli, which is an immense thing. Especially the question with the gibberish was something truly naughty. It brought us to special places. I went to a group with Germany, and I heard them in German, and they heard me in Hebrew. I think they weren't just talking German, but all kinds of gibberish languages there, too. It was really powerful and special. Thank you, New York. And we're with Sagi. Hello, friends. Thank you very much to everyone. We want now to do a report for the schedule of the Mirror Convention that will be here in Petah Tikva, and it's adapted to the Petah Tikva group. So, slide, please. Tomorrow, Thursday, we will have the morning lesson as usual, 2:45 a.m. preparation till 6. We have a lesson. And afternoon, the convention in Bulgaria will start. So at 4:15 till 4:45, there's the Yeshivat Chavirim. And from 4:45, we have a preparation for the lesson, 5 to 7:30, lesson 1. And then here, actually, the activity of the men will end. There's a break till 9, and from 9 to 10, there will be the women's Yeshivat Chavirot, the global Yeshivat Chavirot. The next day, Friday, the schedule will begin from 8:45 a.m. till the end of the day, till 9 o'clock at night, more or less. Schedules were sent by mail and are in Svivatva, so everyone's asked to get updated. And l'chaim to everyone. Announcements, evening lesson. You're invited to watch this evening at 5:30 at a recorded lesson with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. The Fundamentals to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, we're happy to invite you to a meeting to get acquainted with a fascinated foundation of the Wisdom of Kabbalah course. These meetings will take place throughout November all over the country. Entry is 30 shekel plus RSVP. For details and registration, 1-700-509-209 or on kab.co.il. We will conclude with that. Thank you and good day. הכל התחיל עוד בבבל, נפרדנו כך לכל תבל, חדלנו להבין אחד את השני, איבדנו זה את זה בקשר חיוני, חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות, עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. היום כמו חג בישראל, נוהרים מכל דבל, משתוקקים רק להתחבר, והתפילה תלך ותתגבר. כי הנרות דולקים בכל הלבבות, עם אש האהבה נדמיק את הנשמות. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. בני שפות אנחנו,
אהבה בלי שפות.